You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 12:50pm with Ross Briley, John Budden and Andy Holding in the studio. We have National Hunt Racing at Doncaster, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the Poly Track at Lingfield and on the Tapeter at Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Good, thanks, Mark. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, and a Happy New Year to yourself, Mick. Did you get up to much for New Year?
It's just steady away, nothing too dramatic, but very enjoyable, yeah.
Good.
Good to get back to work, though, isn't it?
Well, if you say so. If you can call this work, I suppose, as well.
That's
probably the other thing. Let's talk novice hurdlers, Mick, because over the last couple of days, we've seen some interesting changes in the markets for the Cheltenham Festival. We'll start with Sunday's result over in Ireland at Naas in the Grade 1 race over there, the Lawless Hotel Novice Hurdle. Won by Death Duty, beat Tagagawa and Blood Crazed Tiger. Doesn't tell the whole story, though, because Augusta Kate came down when she looked like she was going to mount a challenge. And that has had an effect on the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle market, to where Death Duty is the 9-4 favourite. Finian's Oscar, who's very impressive in the Tolworth on Saturday, is 8-1 next in the market. 12-1 Blow by Blow. Invitation only 12-1. 14-1 Bacardi's with Messier de Zobo and Holstone, and it's 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Did you see enough from Death Duty to be 9-4 at the head of the market for the Albert Bartlett? Kind of ground it out, really.
He did, which is not a bad thing that qualities to have at Cheltenham, is it? But we don't know any more about him from Sunday than we did before, do we? Because the race was unsatisfactory. It wasn't a true stamina test. It was turning into a speed duel between himself and the diminutive Augusta Kate, who just ran about a bit going to the last. Ruby tried to keep her straight. She's ended up awkward shape, just crumbled upon landing. She might well have beaten him. And then what would we say, Mark?
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. It was just an unsatisfactory... And not for the first time either. These grade ones in Ireland are a bit of a farce, to be honest.
Yeah, sometimes they are.
I mean, there was Truven Stairs in there who should have really put them to the sword. But everything was on the bridle turning in. You know, that shouldn't be happening in grade ones over that trip. I don't care. And no, fair enough. He'll be that on the day or bigger, won't he?
Mm. Yeah, you'd imagine so, yeah.
That's if he goes for that race.
That's the other imponderable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Augusta Kate, maybe going to the Trullhouse Stud Mares Novices Hurdle. That's the 2.5 mile
Mares Novices race. I mean, she will be better against her own sex because she does lack stature. She's certainly got an engine, and she would have probably won today. We'll never know, but against her own sex, she's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, 5-1 second favourite in that market behind Early Beach. Mm. Got to tempt you with 5-1 at the moment.
I think that's fair enough. She did get up straight away. I don't think that four will have dented her confidence. She just seemed to lose the concentration going the last. But as I say, because they're all on the bridle, it turned into a sprint.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a ridiculous state of affairs.
Mm.
Completely meaningless, really. You know, all these good horses on the bridle turning in. Surely something ought to be putting them to the test, getting them working, so it doesn't just turn into a 2-furlong sprint at the end of a grade one.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. One form that did look pretty useful, Mick, was the Tolworth on Saturday at Sandown. Won by Finian's Oscar, who's 8-1 behind Death Duty in the market for the Albert Bartlett. Also quoted for the Supreme at 7-1 and favourite for the Neptune. So perhaps that will be the route for Finian's Oscar. 5-1 favourite for the Neptune. Death Duty, second favourite in that market at 7-1. Invitation only is 10-1. 12-1 Messier de Zobo and 14s bar those.
I don't know why they'd want to go for the other one. I would go for the Supreme. Get it over with. Get the first race out of the way. He's got plenty of speed. He took it up for turning in, grounded out really well up the stiff finish there. Jumped well, which is a great quality to have in the pace that the Supreme Novices is run. And would you want it to turn into a slugfest from, say, the turn in for him when he could go there? He's got enough speed to, if it was mine, I'd have one race in mind only, and that's the Supreme Novices for him.
All right, okay. Well, he's 7-1 second favourites. Is Moonracer a bigger obstacle than he's likely to meet in the likes of the Neptune or the Albert Ballet, though?
Well, you're gonna run into something tomorrow.
Well, I suppose
aren't you?
You are, yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about the opposition. If it was mine, I would not give a monkey's who turned up. I'd say we're going for the Supreme, and that's that.
Fair enough. Nice, I like it. He's also 4-1, by the way, to win any race at the festival. In fact, that's been shortened. That's now 7-2. People may be thinking back that because you don't actually know which race he's going to go to. There's still obviously
exactly,
several
yeah.
options. Yeah. 7-2. If it came out that he was definitely going for one race, you'd say probably end up around 7-2 for whichever race he goes
probably
for anyway.
Would. So. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's fair enough. I think that's fair enough to say, Mark. Yeah.
Mm. Either way, nice prospect, isn't he? He's 2-2 now. He's won over 2¾ miles. Won over 2 miles. He looks a little bit of a fly machine, to be fair, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, and it's never any bad thing to have a bit of stamina in hand.
No.
For the Supreme Novices, is it? And that's what I'd be going for if it was mine.
Okay. Anything else on your mind, Mick? Anything else stand out to you that you want to mention before I move on?
It was good to see Gala Victoire get back to when he wears over fences, wasn't it? I mean, he's a smashing horse, and great to see him with his confidence back. And the signs were at Sandown that he'll be much happy to go back left-handed, which gives him options for going to the festival with him, doesn't it? Mm. So yeah, great to see him back to winning ways, and wasn't it great, the veterans race, a 13-year-old beating an 11-year-old, an 11-year-old, 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 putting those youngsters, those 10-year-olds, to the sword. It's great to see, and I think they're great, these veterans races, and I think there should be more of them. And it's great that they do build up to this really valuable final. We had a worthy finish, didn't we? And Colin Tezard nearly nicked that as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you can't stop him at the moment. He has actually been trimmed from what I was reading yesterday for the trainer's title. I'll see if we can get the prices up here while we're on the subject of it. He's now 3-1 second favourite behind Paul Nichols, who's 2-11. He's then 25-1 Willie Mullins and 40-1 Nicky Henderson. Can Colin Tizard get anywhere near Paul Nichols?
Yeah. I said they put the 10-year-olds to the sword. I mean, these veteran races are for 10-year-olds and upwards, but no 10-year-old made it to the start, which is quite bizarre, isn't it, in the end?
Yeah, it was 11, 12 and 13.
Do
like those veterans races, though. Brilliant. Big prize as well. For a veteran of 13 to get £62,000.
He doubled his career earnings in one hit.
Yeah, it's great to keep the old boys on the go.
Fantastic.
Right, well, we'll leave that there. Let's move on, because we've got plenty of action still to come on Monday, and Mick has three races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Monday we go. We're going to look at two races at Doncaster and one from Lingfield. We'll go through them in chronological order. So we start in the 250 at Lingfield, which is a Class 3 Fillies handicap. 7 furlongs is the trip. We have 8 of them to go to post here. Mick, talk us through your thoughts on the race.
Yeah, I'll start with the selection first, and it's going to be Rio's Cliffs, trained by Martin Mead. Jack Mitchell taking the ride. This is her debut at Lingfield, but it's only her third all-weather start, so I don't think there's anything sinister in that, and she's performed very creditably on both previous all-weather starts. She did win a little 5-runner handicap at Campton 26 days ago. I think she's got a great chance here in a race that might not take much winning. You've got Make Music coming back from a 184-day break. She's a course and distance winner. And a good record here, and lucky not to be unbeaten in 3. No great record fresh, though, which would be a slight concern, but of interest, definitely, if strong in the market. And the other one to have a look at is Notre Illuminata, who used to be trained in France by Henri Alex Pantal. Showed ability all 3 starts and made a winning debut for Calbert when well backed at Newcastle. The second one it's made next time got hammered in a handicap the time after that on its handicap debut. So I don't know what to make of the form, but the mark looks probably fair enough. Jordan Vaughan taking off 5. But I'll stay Rio's Cliff with Jack Mitchell on board for trainer Martin Mead.
Rio's Cliff's then the selection for making the 250 at Lingfield. National Hunt action up next. It's a high five meeting as well on Monday's Doncaster, and the 3:10 is the first race that we look at there. This is a Novices Limited handicap chase. It's over just short of 3 miles. We've got a field of 9 to go to post here. Mick, who do you think comes home in front?
I was knocking on the door, trained by Sue Smith, who seems to have started off January in good form. It's always a good month for Sue, is Auntie Sue, is January. Probably just found the ground slow enough last time, and I think this bit better ground he's going to encounter at Doncaster on Monday could make the difference. And fortunately for him, he can run off the same mark as that narrow second last time, and he did run into one. That two smoking barrels looks as though that one's on the upgrade, doesn't it? And and he did run a really good race in a class 3 handicap hurdle here, so the track's not a problem for him. I think I just know this is his chance. Hope he takes it. Let's have a look at the opposition. Deputy Commander, trained by Nigel Twiston Davis. He won here on his chasing debut, but he was beaten a long way next time. But that was probably the ground was to blame for that, and this better ground here could well help. Nicky Anderson sent towering up for his chasing debut, and it looks a very fair mark as well. If you consider, Mark, that in Cheltenham in November, he tried to give You Know What I Mean Harry £4, only beaten 8 lengths back in fifth. But that's a very strong piece of form in the context of this race. The other one to consider is Kilroan and Castle down at the bottom. Steady improvement over fences with the handicapper giving him a chance, but this probably, if there are no mishaps, they'll probably just be too good for Kilroan and Castle. But we keep seeing the stable churning out the winners again, which is good to see.
Yeah, it is, yeah, because he had a bit of a quiet spell, didn't he, Donald McCain?
He did, but they are regrouping now.
Yeah. But I just know the selection.
I just know the selection, yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned the form of the Sue Smith Yard in January. She's had two winners so far in January. Had one on New Year's Eve as well, so signs are that the Sue Smith Yard have turned the corner.
That's right. And great performance by Hainan at Weatherby in the week. Yeah. Brilliant performance by him.
Yeah. Winning Nap for me that day as well, Mick.
Was
so I liked it even more.
Yeah, brilliant.
I think it was
a high five when he won last year at 33-1, you know.
Oh, really? I could do with a nap like that.
Popped up at Utoxeter or somewhere at 33-1 and don't know why I backed him that day, but anyway.
Fair enough. Final race we look at is the 3:45 at Doncaster. This is a mare's handicap hurdle. It's a qualifier for the Northern Lights mare's hurdle series. 2 miles and 3 furlongs is the trip. Unfortunately, only 4 of them have turned up here, Mick, which is a little bit disappointing.
All the 4 have got a chance. The biggest price is only going to be 5-1, Mark.
Yeah.
If that. We'll go through them in race card order. Cajun Fiddle, trained by Alan King. She's been very consistent this season, and it's very interesting that the stable take off £10 for a handicap debut with Kevin Dowling on board, who's obviously attached to the stable, just reducing that burden quite considerably, doesn't it? And, you know, that puts her right in the mix. Graceful Legend, ditto, they're claiming off her as well. She went up 4 for that course and distance win last time, but again, a consistent level of form, course and distance form as well. And Mr. Kendrick hasn't won on her, but he has been placed on her, taking off the 7 for trainer Ben Case. So she's another one with a player with a chance. I think she's going to get the vote as well, Graceful Legend. Mo Schilling, we mentioned Donald McCain. He's got another one with a chance here. Will Kennedy, who struck up a good relationship with the trainer on board. She went up 3 for that Sedgefield second last time. That just makes life a little bit tougher. But that was her first start since May, so there's every chance that there might be a little bit more to come from her. And the other one is Beyond Measure, trained by Oliver Sherwood. Leighton Aspel taking the ride. Looks to be running into form, and probably a fair mark for her handicap debut, Beyond Measure. So you couldn't rule any of the 4 out, Mark, but the selection is going to be Graceful Legend.
Graceful Legend then for Mick in the 3:45 at Doncaster. Let's just have a little bit of a quick summary, Mick, before you go.
Yeah, last time out, Kempton winner Rose Cliffs gets the vote in the Lingfield 250. Just know is hitting the crossbar, but this looks a good opportunity for him to to go one better in the 3:10 at Doncaster, and in the 3:45, the lucky last at Doncaster, just the four runners, and a tight little contest, but graceful legend of boasts, course and distance winning form, might come out best there.
Superb, thank you very much, Mick. Good luck and enjoy Monday.
Thanks, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:50 PM. Ross Briley, John Budden and Andy holding the team in the studio. We have jumping at Doncaster and all other racing at both Lingfield and Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.